The chairperson of the National Network to End Domestic Violence says there's now evidence to show a six-year-old federal law is working. Mary Lauby says reports indicate the Violence Against Women Act has curbed abuse. She also says it's resulted in savings because of reduced costs for police, prosecutors, and medical care.
We're past having anecdotal data and finally moving into the world of having some hard data that really does both show a reduction in incidents, which is also true in Wisconsin. So we're getting there.
But State Representative Therese Berceau says more needs to be done. The Madison Democrat wants custody to be based on the best interests of the child in abuse cases, not a presumed 50-50 split. She read from a letter of an abused woman.
By age two, my son knew how to hold a cigarette and what beer tastes like. He comes home from visits in wet pants and underwear. He needs medication, and his father will not give it to him. He swears like a sailor. He still has visitation rights. The court refuses to change the situation.
Both Berceau and Lauby appeared at a news conference supporting Kathleen Falk. She's the first woman to run for governor on a major party ticket. As Dane County's top official, Falk has noticed that domestic violence prosecutions outnumber any other violations.
There are about 8 actual prosecutions a day on average in Dane County alone. That's prosecutions. That's not arrest, and that's not the unreported or unarrested examples of domestic violence. It is a huge problem. It is continuing to be a growing problem, and we need to end domestic violence.
Falk wants to strengthen laws against stalking and make it easier for certain abuse victims to get restraining orders. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.